This is St. Louis Public Radio. Women make up just a fraction of professional basketball referees, coaches, and owners. A St. Louis woman is doing her best to change that. In our Sharing America Profiles series, St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson meets Kalia Collier.
For Kalia Collier, it's the beginning of a new season. It's Collier's eighth year with the St. Louis Surge, the two-time Women's Blue Chip Basketball League national champions, and the city's only women's professional sports team. She's not a coach or a player. She's the owner and general manager.
The other thing, I'm like naturally a coach sometimes, and then I have to remember that I'm not.
You might think a team owner would quietly sit courtside and take mental notes about the squad, but Collier makes her presence known on the court at Fontbonne University during tryouts. She's intentional when it comes to the team. Collier requires all 12 Surge players to hold bachelor's degrees. She incorporates women into leadership roles in her front office and hires women referees to officiate at a professional level.
You want women to be able to officiate a high competitive game like this, but then you get a lot of women that don't have the experience. So if you don't have the experience, you don't get hired. But you don't have the experience because you haven't had opportunity.
The Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sports 2018 NBA Racial and Gender Report Card shows about 14% of NBA referees were women during the 2017-2018 season. That's 18 women out of 117 officials, and many of them were part-time. This season, there were only 3 active full-time officials who were women.
Breaking into the sports industry is really hard because it is predominantly men, it's predominantly white men, and they hire people that look like them, and then it takes a long time. There's not a lot of advancement, especially at front office level.
She doesn't let that discourage her from making her own moves in the industry.
And so I always positioned us to be in our own space, to where you don't have to just look at what everyone else is doing, and that's how you become innovative.
Collier sets up her players for the future by supporting them off the court. Former Surge player Bianca Latham credits Collier for encouraging her to pursue her dreams of becoming a sports psychologist.
As the team evolved, she definitely has invested in players' personal development. And so she knows what every player's goal is, and she provides resources to foster whatever it is we plan for the future.
Collier's competitive spirit is rooted in her love of sports, from taekwondo to golf to BMX bike racing, but basketball was her first love, and business was a family affair. Her friend Neosha Franklin recalls one of Collier's earliest business ventures.
Her mother had a fragrance business, but Kalia had like another thing. So she not only was helping her mom sell fragrances, she would also go around the other booths. And so she would purchase things and then bring them to school and try to see if she could get other people to buy them.
As the owner of a professional basketball team, Collier's time is limited. She's running operations meetings and finalizing staff and player logistics. And on any given day, she could be found driving from one speaking engagement to the next.
I think if I didn't speak as much as I did, I don't know if I would be as engaged, because my day-to-day is so hard and challenging to where, like, seeing the opportunity and how excited they get, it is my Disney World. Like, it makes me really happy.
Another thing that makes Collier happy is taking the Surge to the Global Women's Basketball Association. And on top of that, Collier just took on another role as the league's commissioner.
The Global Women's Basketball Association is going to be the next parallel league to continue to grow and to make a name for itself as another opportunity for professional women to pursue their careers in athletics in the realm of basketball. And to be able to have a leadership role, a part of the league, I think this is like my dream.
The Surge begins their season with a game against the Wisconsin Glow on May 18th. Their home opener on June 8th will be the team's 100th game. For Sharing America, I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
This story is part of Sharing America Profiles, a series about women of color doing local work that highlights an issue of national importance. Sharing America is a 4-station public radio collaborative covering race, identity, and culture. More at sharingamerica.news.